This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last year, for the first time ever, more than 1 million foreign students were enrolled in U.S. schools. That can be great for colleges, which benefit from the full tuition that a lot of those students pay. But for the students themselves, making it in the U.S. once they graduate can be tough and might be about to get tougher. From New York, Adrian Mall reports.
Inside the Student Center at Columbia University, hundreds of students in business attire are shuffling to and fro, shaking hands, and looking kind of nervous. They're here for the school's grad student career fair. And while job hunting can be nerve-wracking for anyone, the stakes are different for Columbia's nearly 13,000 international students.
I'm from Brazil.
I'm from India.
China.
Turkey.
Greece.
If they don't find jobs, they may have to leave the country. And even if they do get hired, many will need sponsorship for a work visa. Kaiju Chen is a 27-year-old engineering student from Taiwan, and so far, he's not having a lot of luck.
When I get the flyer of the company, some of the companies say that they do sponsor international students, but when I get in and ask them directly, some of them say, no, we don't actually sponsor.
On top of visa worries, foreign students face obstacles that Americans don't, like language or cultural barriers. Many don't have family here, so the whole my uncle knows a guy networking strategy often doesn't apply. That was the case for Steve Chi, who's originally from South Korea.
I always thought as an international student, it's almost impossible to get a job here. But I always wanted to stay in U.S. and have some working experience here.
So last spring, before graduating Boston College, Chi started looking for work. When I asked him how many jobs he applied for, he said,
oh, God, I can't even remember. Countless.
Like 50?
Oof, no, not even that. I would write 30 apps per day.
People told him, go to job fairs and find yourself a mentor.
But, I mean, how do you do that in like an hour with like 50 people in a room?
Anxious and frustrated, Chi turned to an online career coaching startup called Paragon One. The International Coach Federation estimates there are thousands of career coaches in the U.S., but it doesn't have an estimate for how many market to foreign students. Chi says he went with Paragon because it offers that expertise.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
Hi, I'm doing very well.
That's Chi in a video chat with a former Bain consultant named Maeve Wang. Here, she's coaching him on interview strategy.
You got to make sure you ask clarifying questions. If you don't ask clarifying questions and you launch straight in, it dings you.
Yeah.
This sort of mentor-on-demand service isn't cheap, by the way. According to the company, the average client pays $2,000 to $4,000. Still, Steve Chi says after a couple of months of coaching, he managed to land a job with a consulting firm in New Jersey.
I first thought it was a miracle. If it wasn't for this, I probably would have gone back home.
Still, if Chi wants to work here for more than a year, he'll probably need sponsorship for a type of high-skilled worker visa called an H-1B. And those are increasingly hard to get. Since 2015, the U.S. has received close to 500,000 H-1B applications. Only a third of those have been granted. Jason Finkelman's a lawyer who specializes in work visas, and he says since the election, he's been getting dozens of calls a week from clients wondering if President-elect Donald Trump will make it harder to get an H-1B visa.
We don't know what he's going to do, and I get these calls from people and companies, and I just have to answer it and say, I don't know.
The Trump transition team didn't respond to our request for clarification. In the meantime, Steve Chi says he's happy at his job, and he's planning to apply for an H-1B visa next year, even if he's not sure whether he'll get it. In New York, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.